Friday afternoon saw the biggest crypto liquidations in history, as more than $19 billion worth of levered bets on various coins were all wiped out in the span of just a few hours following President Trump's announcement of 100% tariffs on China. We're going to talk about what happened, the market's reaction to it, as well as some suspicious trades that took place right before the announcement. And we're going to talk about why on this channel we've seen this coming for months. It doesn't take any kind of clairvoyance or special skills. It's actually a very repeatable, predictable pattern that we've seen play out several times now, and it's little more than the psychology of a FOMO rally. And based on that pattern, we'll talk about when might be the best time to get back in, as well as why some people are out there this time is differenting, claiming we won't even have crypto winter this time. Maybe they're right, or maybe they're wrong. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and here in CCN.com, they're talking about what happened on Friday. $19 billion crypto liquidation. How Trump's 100% China tariff threat triggered the biggest crash ever. The crypto market just experienced its largest single-day meltdown on record, triggered by an unexpected trade war escalation. On October 10th, 2025, former U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of a 100% tariff on all Chinese imports sent shockwaves through global markets and wiped out over $19 billion in leveraged crypto positions. Now, I can't help but wonder if AI wrote this article. Why would they refer to Donald Trump as the former U.S. president? Yes, he is the former president. He's also the current president. But I digress. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and a host of altcoins plummeted within hours, leading to unprecedented liquidations and raising fears of broader market contagion. Traders are now grappling with the aftermath of what is being called the biggest crash in crypto history. Now, right away, I just want to temper the enthusiasm a little bit here for this crash. Maybe this was the single biggest liquidation in history. $19 billion is a lot of money that went up in smoke in the blink of an eye. But from a percentage point of view, this was not the biggest crash in crypto history, not even close. But as they point out, we did see record liquidations. Over $19 billion in crypto bets were liquidated in 24 hours, the largest wipeout ever, as roughly 1.6 million traders saw their positions evaporate. More than $7 billion of that was wiped out in just 1 hour. Bitcoin's price plunged from above $125,000 to briefly below $102,000 during the frenzy. It later stabilized around $113,000, down 8% on the day. And on this chart behind me, you can see that crash. These are 1 hour candles shown here. And you'll notice that the Bitcoin decline, it started earlier in the day on Friday. The Chinese had announced a slew of export controls on things like rare earths, as well as some new fees on US-built ships. That was viewed as an escalation in the trade war. And then it was later in the day when we got this big wick candle right here when President Trump threatened 100% tariffs on Chinese goods in retaliation for that escalation. That's when the crypto wipeout really started. It took Bitcoin as low as $102,000 before it quickly recovered, now sitting around $113,000. And as painful as this sell-off was for the Bitcoiners, it was even worse for the people in altcoins. We saw Ethereum sell off intraday more than 20%, although they have recovered much of that now, currently sitting around 4,100. And at the height of the sell-off, Dogecoin was down more than 50%. And in a shocking turn of events, it turns out Fartcoin is not resistant to a market-wide sell-off. At its low, Fartcoin was down more than 50% as well. And even Sam Altman's dystopian eyeball-scanning shitcoin Worldcoin sold off more than 50% at the low of the day. That's the kind of sell-off that'll suck the pastels right out of your shirt. And of course, many are drawing attention to some very suspicious trades that took place in the lead-up to this announcement from President Trump. Take this one from Vivek Sen. Someone just opened a Bitcoin short 30 minutes before Trump's tariff announcement and just closed with an $88 million profit. He opened this account today, today being Friday. Somebody opened a brand new account on Hyperliquid, made a big leveraged short bet against Bitcoin just minutes before President Trump's announcement, booked a quick $90 million in profits, and it is worth pointing out that the Trump family has many connections to the crypto industry, and in a world where people are insider trading the freaking Nobel Peace Prize, would anybody really be surprised to learn that somebody in Washington may have leaked or even placed these trades themselves? It is the 2020s after all, folks. Now, Monday morning around market open should be pretty interesting. Keep in mind, over the last few months, we have seen hundreds of these shitcoin treasury companies pop up out of nowhere, penny stock companies with BS business models that all of a sudden pivot to being, oh, I don't know, a WorldCoin treasury company, and we see their stocks rally 3,000% in a day. Well, when these guys wake up and go into work Monday morning, they may find the phone is ringing and it's the bank, and they're a little bit worried about the value of those assets they bought, all with borrowed money. It's not such a stretch of the imagination to consider that the margin calls will be going out first thing Monday morning. So keep an eye on some of those treasury companies and watch for contagion risk to some other tech names. Remember, there's a lot of overlap between the AI bubble and the crypto bubble here. A lot of Bitcoin miners are now pivoting to high-performance compute data centers. So there could be contagion effects from this Friday sell-off, or maybe the dip buyers come in and gobble this thing right up and we go back up to new highs. We just won't know until Monday morning. Now, if you've been tuning into this channel for the last few months, you may have seen a warning like this. Again, a leverage warning, guys. Crypto winter is just around the corner. Historically, something pretty bad happens right about now. Don't know what it's going to be, but this is when it'll happen. Be careful. Now, every day for pretty much the last 2 months, I've included some type of warning like that in my morning live streams, and it didn't involve any kind of insider knowledge or any special skill set. This is actually a very repeatable pattern that we've seen play out several times before. Now, the reason why I've been including these daily warnings on my live streams about Bitcoin and leverage is because we have seen this pattern play out before, and we're due for another major correction in Bitcoin's price. Shout out to Brett Eath, who posted this chart on his Twitter feed a few months ago. Now, what we're looking at here is a logarithmic chart of Bitcoin's price. Now, log charts is something of a pet peeve of mine. Our brains aren't really wired to think in logarithmic terms, but it is the only way to get Bitcoin's price to fit on a usable chart because Bitcoin's price has gone up so much in the last 15 years. But each of these green lines represents a Bitcoin halving. Now, the Bitcoin halving happens roughly every 4 years, and that's when the payouts to Bitcoin miners get cut in half. And those Bitcoin halvings and the trading patterns around them is why I have said we are so due for a correction in Bitcoin's price. Now, what Brett Eath has done here is he has shown when is the market top and when is the market bottom relative to those Bitcoin halving events as measured in weeks. And you can see in particular over these last two Bitcoin halving cycles, the top has occurred 75 to 77 weeks after a Bitcoin halving, and the bottom has occurred 75 to 77 weeks before the next Bitcoin halving. Now, this chart was posted months ago, so what Brett was predicting was that at 75 weeks would be the next price correction. That would have been around September 29th, but as it happens, 77 weeks post-halving is Monday morning, October 13th. Which means we are right in the sweet spot, 75 to 77 weeks post-halving due for the onset of crypto winter. Last time, it was the FTX collapse that triggered it. The time before that, it was the BitConnect failure and the OneCoin scam. What will it be this time around? Maybe it's this tariff threat, or maybe it's somebody who's about to blow up because of the liquidations from this tariff threat. And that 75 to 77 weeks post and before halvings, it's not any kind of magic technical voodoo. It's actually the predictable nature of human psychology, especially humans operating in crowds. Shout out to Motley Fool who produced this chart. Now, there's a lot of different versions of this chart floating around out there. It's the stages of a market bubble, which is really just the predictable behavior of humans en masse. Now, the first stage of a market bubble is your displacement. And in the case of the crypto halving cycle, the displacement event is that Bitcoin halving event. Now, whenever a Bitcoin halving happens, the payouts to miners get cut in half. And at any given time, most of the selling pressure on Bitcoin is Bitcoin miners selling the Bitcoin they've mined in order to cover their labor, their electricity costs, their capital, and their debt service. So when you get a halving event, there is less Bitcoin available to the miners to sell in order to cover their costs, and the elimination of some of that selling pressure tends to start an upward movement in Bitcoin's price. Now, the next predictable phase of a bubble is the boom phase. That is when those higher prices bring new investors into the space. Oh, hey, Bob, did you hear about Bitcoin? The price is up. Maybe you should get some. And Bob says, well, great, that's a good idea. I'm going to buy some. enough Bobs get involved, that takes us from the boom space to the euphoria phase. And the euphoria phase is where we've been for the last few months. That's when prices go vertical. That's when the irrational behavior of investors begins. And it's that euphoria phase that brings the crooks, the frauds, and the hypesters out of the woodwork, leading to things like the announcement of a WorldCoin treasury company where they're going to borrow money and buy a worthless shitcoin. And for some reason, that convinces people to bid up the price of their stock by 3,000%. Yup, that's euphoria, all right. And it's that euphoria that leads to the peak cycle. In the peak cycle, your long-term investors begin to recognize that irrational behavior and they start to cash out. And we have seen a lot of that recently, stories about some of these OG Bitcoin whales selling billion-dollar blocks of Bitcoin in a span of a few minutes. That is those long-term investors recognizing the euphoria phase and deciding now is the time to get out. And once that peak is in, and once all the greater fools have already bought, that inevitably leads to the collapse. And at that stage, when the market is so saturated with everybody so enthusiastic, there's nobody left to buy. All it takes is one little nudge, something like the threat of tariffs on China or something like Sam Bankman-Fried's fraud at FTX. That nudge is enough to trigger all those euphoria buyers into panic sellers that leads to a collapse in price. And this is now the fourth time we've seen this cycle play out in cryptocurrency. Maybe this is the onset of the collapse phase, maybe not. But we are due. We are precisely 77 weeks since the last halving, which the last two cycles, it was right around here that collapse phase started. Now, that may leave you wondering, hey, when is the best time to buy back in? Well, historically, the bottom has been 75 to 77 weeks before the next Bitcoin halving. Now, based on the current rate of new blocks being generated on the Bitcoin blockchain, that would put us at about March 27th of 2028 for the next Bitcoin halving event. And 77 weeks before the next Bitcoin halving event, that would mean that October of 2026 or thereabouts should be the bottom, assuming this is the onset of crypto winter. Now, there are a lot of people out there who are this time is differenting, claiming we won't have crypto winter in this cycle. Now, this time is different is something of a cliche begging to be wiped out, but it's worth pointing out that there are some factors that are different this time that are worth mentioning. First of all, Bitcoin ETFs, crypto ETFs. This is a new phenomenon that we did not have in any of the prior cycles. In my opinion, that doesn't change anything, but that is a huge variable that we've never seen before, and it's worth mentioning. And a lot of people are also pointing out to the debasement trade, which has become all the rage on Wall Street. People are looking at the situation in Washington, D.C., the onset of World War III, all the reasons why the money printers are about to spin back up and negative real yields in bond markets. And because of the currency debasement, that means there won't be a crypto winter this time. Or at least that's the saying. Now, look, we were debasing the dollar back in 2021 when FTX went kaput. So dollar debasement has kind of been a thing the whole time Bitcoin has existed. So again, I don't think dollar debasement is a reason why this time is different, although the threat of debasement is arguably more pronounced this time around. So again, that is worth mentioning. And another reason why this time could be different is the situation in Washington, D.C. We have got the single most crypto-friendly administration in the Trump administration and the Trump family right now. The SEC is more friendly towards crypto than it has ever been. And based on that policy position and things like the Genius Act and the rollout of stablecoins, maybe that makes this time different. My gut tells me it isn't, but all of these things are worth mentioning. So long story short, this could be the onset of crypto winter. And if it is, it is right on schedule, like to the day, right on schedule. Or maybe the dip buyers will show up and prove to us that this time is different. We'll get some insight to that Monday morning. We'll see if they show up and buy it, or we'll see if the cascade of margin calls takes us down further. But either way, we have been here before. We'll be here again. This is the Bitcoin halving cycle repeating itself. It's nothing special. It is just the psychology of crowds, which maybe you can't predict exactly when it's going to happen, but you can get in the ballpark. And it looks like this time around, the ballpark was actually pretty small. If this really is crypto winter and we have to wait for the next halving event to see another high, that would make roughly October of 2026 the time to get back in. And as always, I'll leave you with the warning, be careful on leverage. We saw Friday afternoon just how dangerous that could be with $19 billion wiped out in the blink of an eye. Till next time, live small and dream big.